Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, what do you got for us today?
All right, guys, first things first, we know their fan loses mine. Did you see this on the 13th fairway at the U.S. Open? Guy in the tie-dyed shirt runs out onto the fairway. Actually, I had a couple balls at a club with him, and he ran right into the middle of the fairway, took a couple of shots, a couple of swings.
I did not see that.
Until a security guard in a golf cart came rolling up and tackled him.
Now golf?
And that's a trip directly to jail.
Now golf, we're having that happen.
I know. Pretty crazy, right?
I thought hockey and golf were safe, man.
Nope.
Well, yeah, hockey is definitely safe.
You're not getting on the ice in the hockey.
No, imagine if someone jumped the board.
Ass. Oh, my God.
Oof. And by the way, out of all the players you would not want to run on the field or whatever with the playing area, ice hockey is probably number one.
You want to run into the butcher?
Yeah, like I don't want one of those guys in full gear crashing right. into me on their side. I mean, right. those guys hit harder. Right.
I just think it would be really good if some guy's out there running around drunk and
just gets on the ice?
No. It just sees one of these players just drill him.
Right.
Just hammer him.
Now it's got me wondering who hits harder, the NHL or the NFL?
When he hits harder?
Yeah, like what would be a worse hit to take? Full speed?
Are you kidding?
Like a 260-pound linebacker?
Wait. What are those NFL or NHL defensemen on skates?
Woody, these guys in the NFL – like it's not,
I don't know,
serious?
Man. I don't think I'd want to get hit full speed on with a guy on skates.
What about you ever see the sled drills they do in practice? I don't want to get hit by that.
Yeah, but the guy's on skates.
No, you're right. I'd rather neither.
By the way, remember the guy in the playoffs he was scoring the little empty net wraparound goal and the guy went full speed into him?
Right, right. Did knock the bleep
almost
out.
Almost killed him.
See guys run across the middle and get hammered?
We got a discussion here at least. I know you're like, oh, football. But
well, they're a lot bigger, Woody. They're bigger and faster.
All right. We had another fight, by the way. Another Suns-related fight. Did you guys see this brawl after game one? A Clippers fan. A little talking back and forth. Clippers fan strikes first. And then about 80 Suns fans. As the brawls continue here at professional sports, man. What's going on with people?
Didn't the original brawl guy get, like, courtside tickets
from
Nets Devin
and
Booker?
Poor guy, yeah. And he got an action figure.
Right.
All right, you want to jump into the real news here?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about guys talking trash and pissing the other fans off.
Fighting in the
All
crowd.
Right. Yeah. The CEO of Dippin' Dots, they have a CEO, is being sued by his ex-girlfriend for alleged revenge porn, saying that he sent nude photos to her mom.
Oh.
Oh, that's cold.
That's dirty.
So this guy, yeah. So the CEO.
That's breaking the man. That's a man code
violation.
This is all
allegedly, by the way.
That's wrong.
The CEO's name is Scott Fisher.
Scott, that's wrong.
And, yeah, he's got all these different pictures, and she's saying that she threatened to release the images to Pornhub and other different places like that.
He did that?
Yeah. It's kind of a.
That's dirty.
Kind of a B move there, isn't it?
Yeah. That's dirty. Say it to the lady's
CEO
mom.
Of Dippin' Dots, man.
All right. Savage.
Okay. Brutal.
All right. It's a savage move right there.
That's not good.
Love Dippin' Dots. We were talking about that the other day.
Wouldn't be my first choice, but I wouldn't say no to
it. It's the best treat at the zoo.
Oh, no, man. I've been wiping out those key lime pies, man.
Oh, mine are long gone. But, yeah, if you ever go to the zoo, they have the little Dippin' Dots stands everywhere.
Yes, they do.
And it's like 900 degrees there, so it's a very nice, refreshing, cold treat. Here's another situation we have going on in South Florida, guys. The coyote population has boomed. Coyotes have been spotted in all 67 counties in Florida, even on the beaches.
It's not good.
I have not seen a coyote.
I haven't seen a coyote.
I know they're everywhere.
I know they're in Davie, too.
They suggest you keep your pets on a leash no longer than 6 feet when walking. They suggest having a fenced yard.
Jeez.
You ever thought coyotes would be the great survivors?
Yeah.
They eat almost anything that humans eat, it says, including
That's
fruits,
right.
nuts. And, well, Zach doesn't eat fruit. Nuts
I just
and
had a
seeds.
Banana.
They eat pet food, garbage, rodents, domestic cats, and small dogs.
So my son moved to Arizona. It's a funny story. So he's living up there in that Camelback Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, hey, neighbors came over and said, hey, just a heads up. He has a little dog, two little dogs. Said, don't leave those dogs in the backyard. He goes, what? Said, your fence is real low. Those coyotes will be having dinner.
Oh, my goodness.
They all come down at night. So we're driving home one night. There were coyotes everywhere.
That's scary.
And there's no grass, but I mean, but right. they're just all over the front.
That's scary.
Side of the properties, coyotes just walking down the street.
I think it's
crazy.
We check back in with Ron McGilson.
Yeah, I agree. So they say that carrying a small air horn, a walking stick, sounds like it's right up your alley, Joe, or a coyote shaker.
The hell's a coyote shaker?
Well, you can make that at home. You can drop a few coins or rocks into an empty soda can.
Oh, all right.
I didn't know that.
You also have to make those noise. What's the noise? The threatening noise?
I'm not sure which one, Woody.
Why are you smiling?
Joe, listen, this is honestly, we're just trying to help people.
I know
here.
What you're doing. You're educating, man.
Because if someone's face-to-face with a coyote, it says here they're vicious and they will attack you. What would you do? What's the noise? By the way, they won't. It says they won't attack you.
They won't
still be scared. No, it says they're scared of you, but.
I eat my dog.
I wouldn't want to be up in the mountain by myself with a pack of those bad
right,
boys.
Right.
So what's that noise? That really strong, like, getaway coyote noise? What's same with bears,
know,
same
man.
Noise.
I don't
you
know
do it so well,
about.
Though.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Man, he is just trying to throw that out.
Why would you
He's
do
on
noise?
A roll today.
Why
man?
Would you do the noise?
It was like he didn't have us for a couple of days, and there's buildup back. Right.
So it happens to get stuck all in that right. apartment for 72 hours.
One more thing for you guys here. We had an interesting fantasy football punishment. As a loser of a league had to sit 24 hours in a Waffle House by himself.
What?
Yeah.
This is in Mississippi. So he lost his fantasy league. His punishment was that he had to sit 24 hours in a Waffle House, but for every waffle that he ate, they would take 1 hour off of his punishment.
How many waffles do you think he could knock down?
Man, it's been a while.
They're big.
They're big. No, these are not like
so he had
you know, Legos.
For, he right. had 9 waffles in 15 hours and said he basically got sick.
It's a lot of waffles.
That's a lot.
But he had to sit in the Waffle House for right. almost a full day.
Yeah,
actually, more than a full
15
day.
15 hours, right?
Wow. I always think of Waffle House, I think, 2 or 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
On my way
Some
home
hash browns,
in the old days.
Right,
yeah.
Right, right.
My fantasy Some football other... league is looking for an upgraded punishment. So I don't know if anyone out there has anything that's like really good, but we're looking for an upgraded punishment.
What are you saying? If you like finish last in
Dead
your
last.
League?
Yeah, you finish yeah, yeah. last, yeah.
We had a money punishment in ours.
I think everybody likes the money thing the
yeah,
best. Yeah.
Yeah, we had a money one.
Add some money for being so bad.
Right.
That makes sense.
15 been... hours in a Waffle House, though.
Oof. Yeah, sit
and eating
place.
9 waffles. It's a lot.
It seemed like you'd eat more.
If I had to be stuck there for 24 hours, I think I'm going to do whatever I had to do to get
you
out
You could
of
throw
there.
Down more than 9.
I'm sure I could in 9 hours.
This stunt
hours.
Got a lot of publicity. They had like a reporter, and I know not a lot happens in Brandon, Mississippi, but like, yeah, they had a reporter out there and everything. Big story yeah. for that city.
All right, well.
Look at the gone fishing picture.
Yeah, that's hilarious, man. Got a new fishing, gone fishing team.
I'm sorry to break that up.
76ers.
Look at Kenny Smith. He looks like
fishing.
He weighs 330.
I think they're on a lake. They're not going in the ocean. That's a lake.
Right, they're going fishing.
Lake
there.
Fishing there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, we got to go to break here. Zach, what do you got for us before we get to 8 o'clock?
All right. I want to tell you all about Diamonds Direct, and I've been telling you about this unbelievable deal at Diamonds Direct, but time is running out for Diamond Direct's amazing finance offer. That's right. You have until June 30th to take advantage of all this. Don't wait any longer. You can go in there, pick any item out at Diamonds Direct, pay nothing down, spread your payments over 5 years without paying a dime in interest, all on approved credit. Yes, you heard that correct. 5 years. You can spread those payments out, and you don't have to worry about anything. So many smart shoppers are doing this, by the way, because it makes just about everything in that store affordable. It doesn't matter what your budget is when you walk in there. Like, you want to spend $12,000 on those diamond stud earrings she's been looking at? It's $200 a month. How about an $8,000 diamond tennis bracelet? It's $134 a month. This is the perfect time to walk into Diamonds Direct, like I always tell you, by the way, and take advantage of this unbelievable deal. How about upgrading that diamond you've been talking about for a while? If the anniversary's coming up, how about that really, really beautiful eternity band or that designer necklace? You're going to have, by the way, the best selection at Diamonds Direct that you'll see anywhere, because it looks like 30 jewelry stores in one when you go in there. But now, also, with the best price you can get in South Florida, you're going to get this unbelievable deal where you're locking 5 years financing with zero interest. It's an opportunity you don't want to miss, because it doesn't come around very often here at Diamonds Direct, so don't miss out. In fact, Diamonds Direct will be open this Sunday also, just to make sure you could take advantage of this. 5 years, zero interest financing, now through June 30th only, and only at Diamonds Direct. It's in Boca behind the Town Center Mall, and like I always tell you, Diamonds Direct, you're going to love it.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.